It's called Art of Rebellion. Black Art of the Civil Rights Movement and the Detroit Institute of Arts opened it to coincide with 50 years since the 1967 uprising which rocked Detroit. Valerie Mercer, head of the General Motors Center for African American Art at the DIA.
It's a different show for us. I hope we'll do more, you know, because I think even for mainstream museums, I do think they often shy away from political, social, and racial issues, you know.
Why do you think that is?
I think that's been a history in American art museums for a long time. I think it causes some people a lot of discomfort, you know, but it's just so important. You know, and when you think of it, I mean, a lot of the great painters we all admire, American and European, you know, for example, Goya. He didn't like what was going on with his country during his lifetime, and he did some of the most powerful political works. You know, some of this is powerful in dealing with racial confrontations, but it's also all done very stylishly because these are all well-trained artists. And that was a real challenge for a number of them, you know, like some of the earlier generations being modernists.
And I suppose one of the best ways to explore the DIA's exhibit, Art of Rebellion, is to speak with one of its artists.
My name is Mario Moore. We are in the Detroit Institute of Arts.
You have something that's on display. What's the subject of your work?
It is a painting of my grandmother. And the painting is a painting on copper, so it's oil on copper. And it's basically a painting of a series of paintings that I did about mothers and sons. So essentially, it's a black mother holding images of her living sons. Because the contrast, what we usually see in the media after the killings of black men and black boys are the mourning mothers. And what I see in my family often is usually like really strong black women, powerful women. And so that's what you see in the painting, is basically this living mother in a sense of protection holding images of her living sons.
Why did you choose copper? Oils and copper, I mean, that's an interesting mix.
Well, I actually really like a lot of Dutch paintings on copper from like the 16th, 17th century. A lot of people don't know that some of those old paintings were done on copper because they usually have a ground on the top of them. What I learned in grad school is that you could actually paint directly on the copper surface by just degreasing it. But another reason is that usually one of the first items that are stolen out of the houses are copper. So it's something that you see in urban environments. Like initially, the abandoned buildings are stripped of the copper first and foremost. But it also gives a reflection. Right? So whoever's looking at the painting kind of implements them into the painting. Right? It shows themselves, right, in a sense of something else that's happening outside of themselves.
Mario, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Art of Rebellion, Black Art of the Civil Rights Movement, is on display now through October 22nd at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Visit WKAR.org for a link to the DIA's website and preview some of the works currently on display, including Mario Moore's Queen Mother, Helen Moore, using copper and oil paint. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.